Scuba kata, skidi kapa, skidli diddly da. Put them together and rikta de ta, skigidi gigidi da.
Is this all good?
This is all great.
Okay, yeah. And all that's recorded. Yeah. Good. Hi, guys.
Hey.
Welcome back to Oh, That's a Scary Movie. I'm Nathan.
I'm Ashley.
And we are doing another one of our little mini episodes.
Yeah.
Oh, That's Also Scary, as we've dubbed them.
Yes.
Fun times, good times, good great times.
Fun times.
Especially because it's Halloween time.
It's spooky time.
Spooky season.
Yeah.
We are still, don't worry, we're still doing our House on Haunted Hill episode next week. But we wanted to pop in and just talk about some of the spooky stuff we've been enjoying recently and what we're working on and just kind of do a little catch up with you guys.
Mm-hmm.
I think first and foremost, the thing that I want to talk about is that Southern Haunts is back.
Yeah, it's back, baby. it's been gone for a little bit. It's a lot to do this show.
Sure. For folks who only listen to our show, I think there may be a few people who found us independently of Southern Haunts.
I think so. It's just me over there, and I research everything, and I write all the episodes, and I record it, and I edit it. So it's a lot, and so I took a break.
You cover urban legends and spooky Southern ghost stories,
spooky things, and true crime here and there. So I took a little break, but I don't know, like there's something in me that like can't let spooky season
of course
go.
Well, and you came back with stories that you wrote.
Yes.
Which is very exciting.
Yeah, yeah. I like to just write a couple of short stories every now and then here and there and dabble. Yeah. That's what I'm putting out, two short stories a week.
Yeah.
For the show for the month of October, and then I'll probably take another break.
Yeah. And then figure out what the format is going forward.
Yeah. Yeah. It might be like a spooky bear or something that like comes out of hibernation. Yeah.
Honestly, like that has been one of the things, like, you know, our show, we used to be weekly.
Right.
And I think that it's helped going more biweekly or a couple, you know, a few times a month, because I think for me, like it's always nice to kind of save that energy up. And then also, you know, we like to watch scary movies for fun also.
Right.
So like it was tough finding something and then being like, but this one's not for the show. This is.
Yeah.
So it's given us more time to do research and kind of play around with the format a little bit. And so that's been a lot of fun. And I'm so glad that Southern Haunts is back.
Yeah, me too. And I don't know, there are other podcasts that kind of only come around at spooky season, like Full Body Chills.
Sure. Yeah.
Only comes around during Halloween. Radio Rental is usually only in October.
Much like Michael Myers.
Yes, much like Michael Myers.
Or the Sanderson sisters.
Yeah, which we watched Hocus Pocus 2. The only version my child wants to watch.
I know. So I said we should talk about that this week because it's not... I think we were very soft on it when we covered it last year.
We were very diplomatic.
Because, well, we love the original so much, and a lot of that we understand is also due to nostalgia. Like, it's impossible to separate that from, like, a childhood movie that we watched 1,000 times.
Sure.
This one, I don't have those rose-colored glasses, but I think even if I did, this one still would be like, oh, the sequel's not as good.
It's just, there's so many times where, you know, they just let the girls go.
Yeah, there's a lot of improv.
Yeah, there's a lot of just, a lot of bits.
Well, and a lot of like repeating gags that people loved from the original, which you kind of expect in a legacy sequel, but it feels,
forced.
It feels forced in a lot of spots. Yeah, I still think the cast is great. I don't, and also like, you know, spoilers for Hocus Pocus 2, but I don't buy that Winifred, like...
Save her sisters?
Is that attached to her sisters, considering she truly didn't care when they exploded in the first movie.
Right.
Also, I still can't get over the scene where two characters are watching the film Hocus Pocus in that movie. I don't know what you're telling me.
Right? Like, what universe are we living right. in?
Yeah. Yes. it would be like one of the Friday the 13th movies. Someone's watching Friday the 13th part 2.
Right. It'd be like Batman watching Batman 89.
Which I would love. I'm, honestly, that's essentially what the third act of The Flash is let's really? Watch a bunch of other movies oh. instead.
Yeah.
I hate it. but I am not hating that we have been marathoning the Friday the 13th
Friday,
movies.
Yeah. Yes.
So as our listeners know, Ashley has seen the original Friday the 13th,
uh-huh.
the remake of Friday the 13th, and Jason X.
Jason X. So I was like, okay, I need some gaps.
I need some meat. I need some potatoes.
I need some gaps. Ice cream. I have some gaps that need filling.
You need, but and here's the what you're discovering is
none of it
could have led to Jason X.
No, I don't. I don't know how we got to space. It's so funny.
Yeah. Oh, and you. So off screen, you've also off pod. You've also watched this month. You've watched 1 through 5 so far.
Uh-huh.
We're about to watch 6, my favorite one.
Yeah.
You've also previously seen Freddy versus Jason.
Yes.
And which is terrible, but very fun.
I love it.
Yeah.
It's just, it hits that early 2000s sweet spot totally. That like I just can't resist.
New metal horror, I like
yeah,
to call it.
Yes. Yeah. So far, I think I liked, they kind of get all kind of meshed together.
So
the second one.
Baghead Jason.
Yeah. And then the one where they're in the weird halfway house where they're like, we have drug addicts and girls with eyeliner.
So that's one of the ones you like.
I did like that one.
Really?
Yeah.
A new beginning.
Yeah. Like I thought it was kind of fun.
Oh, okay. See, I thought you liked the final chapter way more than
wait,
that
one. Wait, is that one?
You're already getting
Am I
them
getting
confused.
It mixed up?
Final chapter is the one with Crispin Glover, Dead Fuck,
Corey
Feldman.
Okay, I liked that one too.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's so fun.
But I did like the halfway house.
That's so
one.
Weird because that's the one that's like really sleazy. It has
I didn't like the sleazy parts.
Miguel Nunez in the outhouse.
I thought it was that was the one I told you I did say, even though it is like sleazy. I haven't forgotten that we're watching Friday the 13th.
That's my favorite thing about these movies is you, especially the first four, is they're such like camp movies.
Yeah.
And like, not camp and like
it's just people hanging out.
Just hanging out. Like they're teen movies.
Like
and then
someone
every
dies
once in a while,
every 45 minutes.
Right. And then 5, yeah, A New Beginning, it's like someone there is a death every 8 minutes because we're constantly introducing new characters.
It's stupid.
Yes,
and
it is.
There is gratuitous nudity.
Uh-huh.
But it kept my attention.
I think there are some entertaining parts in it, but I'm just excited that now we can watch Jason Lives.
I'm excited because you like it so much.
I love it so. It's so, you will know why it's my favorite when the title card hits.
Okay, the different title cards. Damn, like that's become one of my favorite things in the whole thing.
It's yeah. Well, every time the name Friday the 13th explodes.
It's so great.
I love the disco in part 3.
Here's the thing though. Uh-huh. I haven't found like any of them super scary.
No.
No.
And at this point, I don't think you will.
I think that's so funny.
That they're like so iconic and
yeah,
also not scary.
Not scary. But I wonder if I like the first one at least.
Yeah.
Like maybe not. And maybe the second one. After that,
the second
maybe
one
not.
Has, I think, a couple of really scary bits. Not like really scary, but like all the stuff in Jason's cabin, I think, is really
yeah.
intense.
Well, like I said the other night when we started, what's the movie we're watching? Not The Hills Have Eyes.
House on Haunted Hill.
House on Haunted Hill.
Sure.
I got all the Hill movies confused the other night.
You did.
Yeah, like when we were watching The House on Haunted Hill the other night, mm-hmm. and I said to you, I wish I could have seen this when it came out.
Right.
And because we have so many like horror tropes built mm-hmm. in now that we
things
like,
that we expect.
Yeah, it almost makes horror not fun sometimes.
But I will say, tip of the hand to our next episode, there are bits in House on Haunted Hill that are still scary.
There's a scene that I will never forget. Holy crap, I was not ready.
Yeah.
Was not ready.
Oh,
and then
man.
I looked over and Nathan is like, staring at me, like watching ear to ear. Me.
Yeah, I love it. I'm so stoked about so that great. Episode. Yeah, which by the way, I got to give a shout out to one of our listeners, Sarah, Sarah Jones, who messaged us to ask. I love nerdy questions like this, and I mean that in a good way. Do you watch the black and white version or the color version, which both are on Amazon? So the funny thing about House on Haunted Hill is that movie is in public domain.
Right.
So anybody can release their own DVD of it and or, you know, and make money off of it.
Sure.
Because of that, there are like some really crappy copies of it out there that are like darker or like not cleaned up or whatever. Both versions that are on Amazon are good. And I will say the color version is not as like bad looking as some, like, you know how like they colorized Casablanca
sure.
and a bunch of other Humphrey Bogart movies in the 90s. Those look pretty terrible, but this one's not too bad. I do think if you it's worth your time to watch the black and white version, because so much of that movie relies on shadow and lighting. That it really does make a difference in your enjoyment.
Yeah, I'd be curious to see that one scene in color, to see if it's the same.
It's
because
odd.
I feel like it wouldn't be the same.
I feel like I've seen bits of it. But yeah, also, pro tip, because it's in the public domain, the whole movie's on YouTube as well.
Oh.
And if you go on the Wikipedia page for House on Haunted Hill, the full film is embedded on the article.
Really?
So you can watch the movie on Wikipedia.
Insane.
Yeah.
Wow.
You can also do that with Night of the Living Dead. That full film is up because they messed up when they were filing for copyright.
Oh my gosh.
So Night of the Living Dead is in public domain.
Interesting.
Which is why there's a bunch of like knockoff sequels.
Sure.
But yes, I am so excited to dive more into House on Haunted Hill next week. But before we do that, I also want to say I've got a couple of shows that I think our listeners would really enjoy.
Okay.
My other movie podcast, The Silver Linings Playlist, is back for our new season. And we are in the throes of Spooky Linings month. So we're doing horror all through October.
Horror.
We just did an episode on The Exorcist 3, a movie that I love so much. And spoiler alert, I think is almost as good as the original.
Yeah, I need to watch all that.
You do.
Yeah.
You do. I feel like we should do the original for the show.
It's. I think I've mentioned it before that maybe I touched on this on the show.
Uh-huh.
That movie was like my parents believed that the devil lived in that
the
movie.
Film.
And if I watched it, he would then be inside of me.
Sure. And look,
what are you about to say?
Never mind. I have not been possessed since watching it, so I think that's good. You know, just throwing that out there.
When you've brought it up, like watching the movie, there's still like a little bit of me that's like, I don't know. I don't know if I can.
You're like, oh my God, he's a bad boy. He's
well,
so
I've
cool.
always.
Yeah, I wear my shade. I wear Ray-Bans while I watch movies. I
he
look
does.
So in a leather jacket. maybe I am possessed by evil. I doubt it. So we did The Exorcist 3 to kick off Spooky Linings.
Uh-huh.
And the day this episode drops, we're covering Bodies, Bodies, Bodies.
Bodies, Body-oddy-oddy.
Body-oddy-oddy. I'm serving Body-oddy-oddy.
I can't say that's it. My mouth can't move fast enough.
That's my Courtney act impression. Yeah, and then meanwhile, if you go check out the AIPT Comics podcast, we just ran a lengthy interview with Christian Ward, a writer and illustrator who has just put out this week is releasing Batman City of Madness, which is a horror comic book miniseries, Batman inspired by Lovecraft and Cthulhu legend.
Okay.
And it's really great.
Yeah.
It's and we get into what his definition of cosmic horror is, what kind of music he finds to be spooky and stuff like that. It's a really fun chat. But yeah, did you have anything else you wanted to
No, I can't think of anything.
Well, save those thoughts.
Okay.
because we're going to be back in a week with House on Haunted Hill.
I'm excited.
Also, listeners, we think we know what movies we want to do for what we want to do for our second film we're covering this month.
Yeah.
But if you have any suggestions for, like, no, this is like the Halloween movie you have to cover. Not Halloween the franchise, but like,
yeah,
I really want a Halloween centric film.
Like a movie that takes place at Halloween?
Yeah. Or like okay. Well, you and I, we talked about doing Trick or Treat.
We did.
And then I think we'd also talked about doing Halloween 2. But if there's something that you folks would like to hear more this month, please let us know.
And also, like, I want to know. Because some of our suggestions, we get some scary suggestions, but a lot of our suggestions are like older movies,
yeah, or like totally.
Kind of because we like the goofier side of things.
We do.
I want to know what's the scariest movie you've ever seen.
Yes, that's a great question.
Like, let us know what the scariest movie you have ever seen. What kept you up for like a week?
Which we've also gotten some really like solid suggestions.
The Void and also, was great, and that was a suggestion.
What's that?
The Void, that was yes, scary, I was, and that was a love that was movie. A listener suggestion.
Please, yeah, some of the ones we've gotten.
We got Night of the Living Dead,
Return of the Living Dead, or as well. A couple Dead. Of couple of different zombie movies, uh-huh. And zombies are always a fun time. Return of the Living Dead, I think, is 100% our energy.
Is it?
It's a punk rock zombie movie. Okay. I love it. And Night of the Demons, I think.
Okay.
But I got to give that one a little bit of time because my buddy Josh just covered that on his show, VHS gotcha. Files. And I don't want to, like, repeat, like, the same
That's
points
That's one
and
that
stuff.
You swear that we watch that I don't remember, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, you were very sleepy.
Okay.
And I was like, yeah. Actually, that movie takes place on Halloween.
Really?
We yeah, should did watch... we just figure out what we're doing?
I think so.
But it's okay, so we have a couple ideas.
Yeah, we got some ideas. But send us your ideas.
Send us your ideas. Tell us the scariest movie you've ever seen.
Tell us your favorite Halloween movie.
Tell us what your favorite color is.
Tell us your dreams and aspirations.
Yeah. And until next time, be good.